Mark, you know you've always wanted to be a radio presenter. Here's your chance.
Today's the opportunity.
Here's your chance. Yeah. I'm just going to sit back.
I think I did notice you do seem to be playing a little bit more music.
It's not that I'm talking a little bit less.
Ah.
Okay, I'm being a little bit more verbose, much to the delight of most people listening to the radio show. And later on, I'm just going to sit in a very, very hot room, have a bath and steam. Derek reckons that a good cure would be Dr. Hook. But I think he's talking with some self-interest there. I fear that he's trying to trick me into playing a tune there on the premise that it's going to help my sore throat. What do you reckon?
I'm not sure which particular track he's after.
Come on, you're a rocket scientist. You know about this kind of thing.
I'm thinking When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman, but I don't know if that's going to solve your sore throat.
I don't think so, on so many levels. Yeah. Mark Ferry, very, very prominent and highly skilled travel writer, in brackets, loves being sent to places for free, from Amptill. What have we got? So we're going to Halloween, aren't we?
Yeah, I know, it's become so huge, hasn't it? And you know, my my inbox is filled with different tourist attractions around the country and beyond.
Have you finished your? Was it St. Kitts you were doing?
St. Lucia.
So have you finished that?
I've literally sent the last sentence off yesterday.
So
the guidebook will be appearing shortly, hopefully.
And it was a difficult project. That wasn't fabulous. It was a tough one. That one. How many times did you have to go there?
I was there. I just went the once, but I was there for a good week and had a very, very busy time.
Very researchy, very busy. man being very, very busy indeed. So when's that out?
So that will be out at the end of November. So it's tying in with something called the Ark Race, which is this annual yacht race across the Atlantic from Gran Canaria to St. Lucia. And so when they arrive,
going there for the book launch.
Well, I hope so.
Well, yes.
It's a beautiful place, though.
Do you want to take any radio presenters with you for the book launch?
I'm sure they'd love to have you.
Good. I'm sure Jonathan would love to go. So for Halloween, Screamland. Now, Dreamland. This is the amusement park. It's just they've just spent millions on it, haven't they?
So
this is like one of the old-fashioned seaside resorts.
It's actually celebrating its fifth anniversary just like 2 weeks ago. So it's already getting to feel as though it's been there it's just getting more and more popular, Margate. Reinvented attractions like that, the Tracy Emin connection with the art and all that, but
Broadstairs is rather nice just next door. It's where I spent New Year's Eve.
I love the fact that all of these Victorian seaside resorts are finding ways to reinvent themselves, and places like that, Ilfracombe is another example exactly of that. So I think we do seaside so well here in Britain, and particularly with Brexit looming, it's time maybe to sort of think maybe we're going to do a staycation, as they say, and visit some of these places. And so Dreamland, the Halloween connection. I was just saying to you as I came in here, the number of things that are being done now around Halloween is just enormous. It's become this industry of itself. And as soon as the summer holidays are over, supermarkets get all their sort of orange and purple stuff in, don't they? And and every tourist attraction that's worth its salt now in the UK, particularly sort of theme parks, things like that, castles, stately homes, they all do something about Halloween. And it's just such a difference from when I was growing up, and probably from when you were, when it was just one night.
Knock on the door,
get some Parma violets or something like that, and you'd be happy. But it's all changed now. So Dreamland, they're renaming themselves Screamland.
Yep.
For the duration of the end of October, and they've got a new collaboration with Hammer Films, you'll remember from your childhood as well. I mean,
semi-naked, semi-scary.
1970s, House That Dripped Blood, all that sort of thing. Vincent Price and things. Yeah, so they've got a collaboration with them. They've put on a whole load of scare mazes for adults mainly, and £25 to go there, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at night, and it's typical of one of these Scream Fest things that they're doing all over the country at the moment.
Warwick Castle have got something going on as well, haven't they?
So I think you've been there, haven't you?
Yes.
And it's a It's a really interesting play. I love it as a castle, and but they're obviously sort of tying in with all that sort of.
I found it a little bit, how to describe it, a little bit tired.
Well, it is medieval, isn't it?
Oh, yes, so, it's been around for a while.
It's a bit dusty, yeah. Okay.
Around the edges.
Yeah, but they're trying their best. They've invented that, what's it called, the night sort of themed village,
yeah.
That they've got there where you can actually stay there overnight. And they're they're pushing that to the extreme now and tying that in with Halloween. So they've got a whole load of new things this year. Scare mazes, which are all the rage, obviously. Yeah. This dead of night, get it, you know, with
escape rooms, yeah. Draw the rage
escape
as well.
Rooms, and there's also something for the younger kids, a junior ghost hunt as well. And they, the escape room, they launched that last year. And they've got it's sort of like a War of the Roses theme to that. So, you know, they're going sort of full on Halloween.
Warwick-castle.com. There's some nice things happening locally as well. We'll do those after the news headlines for Halloween. Also, have a look at how you can go a bit further afield. Copenhagen, not to name but one. I know what I'm trying to say. And some new things happening on the travel scene as well. It's BBC Three Counties Radio.
We get it almost every night when that moon is big and bright. It's a supernatural wild thing.
Dancing in the Moonlight, Top Loader, halfway through. Nick on BBC Three Counties Radio. More travel tips from our lovely Mark Ferry coming next.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Beds, hearts and bucks travel.
So, Emma, I normally say, how are we looking? I'll say, how am I sounding? But how are we looking?
You're sounding great, Nick. It's looking a little busy in Little Haddam this afternoon. The A120 is slow moving in both directions. That's with delays just heading past the roadworks section around the Arbury Road Junction. Better news in Tunnel now, and the A602 is fully back open at Wade's Mill Road. That's after an accident there earlier. And over in Denham now, it's a little busy on the A40 heading into town, just approaching Denham Avenue. Emma Tinson, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 1:30, I'm Jane Killick. Both sides in the Brexit talks in Brussels say there are a number of issues still to resolve, with time running out to clinch a deal so it can be signed off at an EU summit which begins tomorrow. Government sources say the chances of an agreement this week are shrinking. The chief executive of Luton Borough Council is urging people to take part in the latest consultation on plans to expand Luton Airport, promising they will be listened to. A second public consultation starts today, with the airport proposing 32 million passengers a year by 2039. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has pledged to scrap prescription charges on a visit to Hertfordshire this morning. During a visit to a pharmacy in Watford, Mr Corbyn said a Labour government would make prescriptions free for all. And the authorities in Bulgaria have made more arrests in connection with the racist chanting directed at England players during the Euro 2020 qualifier in Sofia on Monday. The country's football chief has resigned in the wake of the furore. The weather for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, fine and dry this afternoon. Those are the headlines. The next bulletin is at 2.
Nick Coffer.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Somehow, I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby.
Bye.
Lisa Stansfield all around the world. That's clever. Travel. See?
Yes.
This is Nick on BBC Three Counties Radio. Mark's doing all the talking now, aren't you, Mark?
I am, yes.
Alan says, Mark's a travel writer. So Alan says, my wife and I are looking for a cheap last-minute break from either Sunday to Thursday or Monday to Thursday. Have you got any suggestions? And if you could make your answer 26 minutes long, Mark, that'd be okay. Great.
Well, one of the unfortunate consequences of the Thomas Cook failure is that it's actually harder to find these last-minute deals now. So obviously that's taken a whole load of holidays out of the market, and unfortunately it means that the prices have gone up. It's just supply and demand, unfortunately. Yeah.
Happened with Monarch as well, didn't it?
The
Algarve became expensive.
Yeah, so I think it might be difficult. I mean, I think we're off next week to
really?
Come with us.
Really, Margaret?
But so we're off to Paris. So somewhere you can drive. Obviously, that's always going to be possible, isn't it?
Make a recommendation, and I know I'm really biased. Do you know what I'm going to say? Don't you?
Algarve or Northern France?
Algarve, yeah. Because let me just check the weather here, right? So
it's going to be glorious. Isn't it?
Well. It was bordering around 25 last week. Let me have a look. Yeah, it's low to mid 20s, so yeah. 21, 22.
And no rain, probably.
No rain at all, right? I know I've said this before, probably 2 years ago when I last went to Portugal. The airport is incredibly easy. Incredibly easy. It's a 2 and a bit hour flight. You stay in the same time zone. You fly into an airport which is straight through. And car rental at this time of year is tuppence halfpenny. Yeah. And in fact, if you want a recommendation, email me off air and I'll let you know, Alan. car rental, tuppence halfpenny. Yeah. The restaurants, you're £5 for a plate of sardines. Or we had a... many years ago, we sort of looking at the kind of food you'd have as a family. We'd go out and spend like £40 for five of us.
Yeah, we had so much seafood.
Incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. So that would be my recommendation if you want 4 days of nice, relaxing sunshine.
Yeah. I've actually got another recommendation.
Well, you're the travel writer, so.
Yeah, so in line with our Halloween theme, Copenhagen. Brilliant place for a city break at this time of
year. Oh, hello. We're on that, aren't we? So we're talking about Halloween. So
getting back to the relevant stuff.
Why Copenhagen?
Copenhagen, yeah. So the Tivoli Gardens is the number one attraction in Copenhagen, and people go there just to go to that. It's this, one of the oldest theme parks in the world, and it's really classy, really old-fashioned feel to it. The rides are safe, clearly, but it's beautiful at this time of the year. So normally it's only open during the summer, but they in recent years they've started doing a Halloween themed event there, and it's just the perfect place. It just feels like you're on the set of a movie or something. Yeah. And they must be the world's greatest consumer of pumpkins as well. So they use more than 20,000 pumpkins to decorate the place. So it just looks the part. And there's loads of other stuff to do.
Haven't they got that really bonkers?
There's this terraplane. I don't know if that's the word you call them for these theme park enthusiasts, but it's 80 meters tall. So you start off in one of those chairs at the bottom, and then it takes you up 80 meters. And I've been on it, and it's one of the scariest things I've ever been on.
Go and describe it. Come on.
It's just that you're getting these incredible views, so you just like taken up very slowly, and you think, oh, this is nice and calm, and you just
word, I've just looked at it here.
Yeah. So you just imagine that sort of flying around and flailing out to the side, but doing that 80 meters up.
And upside
19th
down.
Century type. Theme park.
It's like an airplane, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. And you did that. You enjoyed that.
I did. Yeah. And some of the kids enjoyed it as well. Not all of them, I have to admit. But it's a great little place for a city break. And there are loads of other good things to do there. It's got an incredible aquarium, a North Sea aquarium, just by the edge of the Öresund, where the bridge is over to Sweden, and Carlsberg, obviously, and loads of other great stuff as well. Really friendly city.
A little bit closer to home, the Horniman. I love the Horniman.
Yeah, they're running some slime workshops over half term. Nice and cheap thing to do. It's obviously free to get into the museum itself, and lots of other Halloween themed stuff there as well. Yeah. They've got creepy crawly cave, with these hissing cockroaches. I had to say that quite carefully there.
Because you could have had kissing cockroaches, which have been an entirely different thing.
Yeah, it seems to be, you know, in recent years, I know kids get really into these sort of creepy crawlies. Yeah. I mean, I never remembered this when I was growing up. But
the Ornament is a great place, isn't it?
Yeah, just Forest Hill in London.
Not easy to get to.
No. But, no. You know, worth a day out. I think, you know, lots of interesting stuff going on there.
Back in the day, Forest Hill was the site, this is going back 30 years, of a very well-known adult magazine company. So if you used to order
how
them,
did you know
if
that?
You ordered them via mail order, as one would do back in the day when one might have been 16 or 17 years old, it was in Forest Hill.
This was a friend who told you.
Allegedly. Yeah. Blenheim Palace.
Yes. Oh, actually, can I mention Elton Palace first?
Yeah, of course.
Just obviously a plug because I got married there,
right,
in Elton Palace, and it's one of the most beautiful stately homes in the country.
Yes,
got Henry VIII sort of Tudor stuff, but also it is the most best preserved.
The most best preserved.
Yeah,
definitely the most best.
You can tell I'm a writer, can't you? It's beautifully preserved Art Deco mansion, and it's got all these incredible features.
And for Halloween?
In there. So they're running a number of sort of Halloween events across half term, and except on the Saturday, because they run weddings there.
Oh, like you did. Who'd have thought you'd have a 16-year-old now?
Witch crests, fancy dress competitions, all those sorts of things. You mentioned Blenheim Palace, the only non-royal palace in the UK. Did you know that? It's the only thing that's allowed to call it itself palace that doesn't have a royal connection.
What about Crystal Palace?
So, actual building I'm talking about. Birthplace of Winston Churchill, of course, but apparently it's one of the most haunted places in Britain. They have roundhead soldiers roaming all over the palace, apparently.
And they're missing a toilet, though, aren't they?
Yes, I saw a joke about that, about some police having nothing to go on, but...
Excuse me, I'm having my honey and lemon, don't make me laugh.
That
story turned out to be a load of... moving on, yes.
The last sort of recommendation for a spooky break, Brodick Castle in Scotland.
I've seen this, yeah.
Yeah, the Grey Lady.
It's like $600-$700, isn't it? Yeah.
So she's this servant from Cromwellian times, apparently, who had an affair with the captain of the guard, as you do, got pregnant. This was at the time when you couldn't do those sort of things. So she drowned herself, and she's been haunting the place ever since on the west coast of Scotland.
Brodick Castle. Where would you fly into up there? Glasgow? Thinking of taking my children to Inverness next year for a couple of nights.
Go and see the monster and
the dolphins. Yeah, the Loch Ness and the dolphins across the coast might be worth doing. Right, yes. We'll talk a little about Thomas Cook and some of the travel novelties that you like to keep your eye out for. We'll do that very shortly. This is Nick on BBC Three Counties Radio.
The they'll be carving you up all right. They say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast start in the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, we can't start.
Offer. BBC Three Counties Radio.
Falling into you, baby. Even electricity can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see through. You give me a feeling, feeling so strong.
I never let this feeling go. This love has no ceiling.
Silk City, Dua Lipa, Electricity. This is Nick on BBC Three Counties Radio. He's Mark Frary, travel writer from Ampthill. Let's touch on Thomas Cook.
Yeah, so we talked about Thomas Cook last time we were here. We talked about some of that history. But unfortunately, went under. Obviously, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have been affected by that. The Operation Matterhorn, which was the sort of emergency repatriation scheme, that's now finished. So most of those people who are actually out there have been brought back to the UK. But there still are 800,000 people who have holidays that they had booked.
Really, is that many?
It's incredible. So,
Where do Hays come into that?
So, yeah, this is really interesting. I'm really pleased this has happened because Hays Travel is a Sunderland-based independent travel agent, and they've stepped in to buy up all of the company's stores.
They seem like it's not for me to comment, but when you look at the family owners, they seem like a slightly old-fashioned value company.
Yeah, I think, their strength has been, not trying to sell, the sort of bargain basement package holiday sort of things, but trying to do more bespoke, independent, tailor-made travel. And I think, that's where it can still work. And Hays have actually bought up all of the stores. I mean, they're not necessarily going to keep them all open, but...
there was an interesting report on the BBC when they took over, which said there is still a market for people with young children who don't have the time to look for holidays, people who want to be tied into exchange rates without worrying about what the hotel will be. And I suddenly thought, so not everyone is booking separately.
And the protection that Atoll provides, and which you don't get if you're booking all your things independently on the internet.
Has there been a knock-on of some of the competitors decided to branch out?
TUI has announced it's expanding its program next summer, as you would expect it to, I think. And some of the airlines are looking at some of those routes. So BA has already announced that they're having a new Gatwick to Antalya service in Turkey,
Yes. Those slots are worth their weight in gold. What else is new happening in the world of travel?
I just think this is very exciting because I want to go. new services from Wizz Air from Luton. They're starting next week flying to Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Really?
Which I think will be amazing. I've been to St. Petersburg, never been to Moscow though, so I'm really keen on trying that
out. I've never flown Wizz.
I have, I flew to Bratislava with them, and they were absolutely great, actually. Yeah, really, and a really good range of destinations from Luton. And the last thing I wanted to say is get to Lyme Regis before it gets busy, because next year there's this film coming out called Ammonite.
Right.
Which has got Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan in it, and I expect it's going to have the same effect as The French Lieutenant did. Get everyone wanting to go to Lyme Regis, so go there now before it gets overcrowded.
Good spot, Mark. So Halloween, if I can find the voice to rattle through, Screamland at Dreamland in Margate, Warwick Castle, the Horniman, that brilliant museum in southeast London, Blenheim Palace, Eltham Palace, Eltham Palace?
Yep.
Broadwick Castle for the haunted grey lady. There's all Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. Look out for your routes to Russia if you're flying Wizz from Luton Airport. Always lovely to see you, Mr. Frary. Remind us where we can find you online, Twitter and social media and stuff.
So at Mark Frary on Twitter and Instagram, and my website, markfrary.com.
Don't show him any sympathy. He spends his time being sent to places for holidays. Mark, we'll see you in a month's time. Or maybe before, if I actually follow through on my invitation for supper.
That would be nice.
Should we sort that out during the next song? Nice.